Amen. We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us even now. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding takes us over right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our families' lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening right now, this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day, right now. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us as we come and as we go even now. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making, creative ideas happening this day. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind even now. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth right now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessings that we have no room to receive. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line even now.
Computer, they're not operating their computer right this morning.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Nobody but you, Father. Nobody but you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every way, God, do, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, sweet Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, have your Holy Ghost way, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, do, Lord. Do, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Do your will, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Thank you for the prayer warriors on tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the prayer warriors on tonight, Lord. Lord, thank you for the positive people, God, and not the negative people, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the increase, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the things that you are doing in my life, Lord. Lord, I thank you for saving a wreck like me, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Lord,
Thank you.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you.
Prophet Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for clarity and peace. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for your word. We thank you for peace in all the nations. We just thank you for the hedge of protection that's over everyone on this call and every one of your people worldwide. We thank you for the space that Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan created for us to come to you this day, this hour, to give praise and thanks and honor to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continue to give us a grateful heart, Lord God. May we be thankful, may we be grateful, may we remember, Lord God, all that you've done and continue to do in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the clarity that you bring forth each and every day concerning our your vision, our will, our purpose here on earth, Lord God. May we seek you each and every day for this direction. May we not give up on the word that's gone forth over our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the angels of protection. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that continues to guide us. We thank you for your helping hand, Lord God, that never lets us go. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to rearrange and organize, Lord God, things in such a way that you would allow us to have victory in all things, Lord God. I commit our health, our mind, our emotion, our spirit, but I commit everything, Lord God, into your hands in this season, Lord God, that we may feel your presence, Lord God, even in seasons such as this where disasters come and there's questions and there's uncertainty and there's fear, Lord God, give us a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind, Lord God, in these seasons, Lord God, and give us wisdom. May we come into a deeper understanding of you and who you are to us and who we are to you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your love, and I pray, Lord God, I pray for households, I pray for marriages, relationships, businesses, Lord God, whatever that you would lay into our hearts in this season, Lord God, I pray that you would have your way. We thank you, Lord, for our leaders and our shepherds, Lord God, in this season. We honor you, we praise you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And I thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this company of prophets, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do will prosper. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, your love and your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us together in unity, in prayer, and in peace. Thank you, God, for your mercy, because it endures forever. And God, thank you for calming the storm. Thank you, God. Things could have been far worse, but we thank you, God, for speaking to the waters, and the waters are obeying you. The wind is obeying you. Thank you, God. Even as that storm moves up the coast, thank you, God, for the calmness that is going to accompany it and how it's going to cease. Thank you, God, for your love, your loving kindness, your tender mercy. And God, I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, who have had the vision to globalize the prophetic and allow us to come together as one on this prayer line. God, I ask you to bless your people in a mighty way. Bless the people who are listening in, God. Grant them the desires of their hearts. Give them peace as they commit their lives to you. And thank you, God, for all that you do for us. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father,
as we come before you once again on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, we are coming boldly to your throne, making our requests known unto you. And, Lord, as we continue to have our hearts and our minds and our spirits and our souls open unto you, and what you say, we give unto you in return our love. We give unto you in return our praises, as you give unto us the blessings that continue to come forth. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're doing in the lives of the elderly, Lord. And I ask that we may have hearts and ears open to receive the wisdom that comes from their mouth. And not only receive the wisdom, but apply it to our lives, Lord. For in your word it says, we shall not be hearers only, but doers as well. And Lord, I'm thanking you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord, and for what you continue to do in their lives. Lord, I'm lifting up Prophetess Vanessa Williams unto you, Lord. I'm thanking you in advance for the safe journey, safe travels, as she goes into the country of China and then into the country of Ghana, West Africa, Lord. I thank you in advance for what you're doing in Prophet William Richard's life and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's life as well. Lord, continue to be with the loved ones on the line and those who may not be on the line, the prophets and prophetess who may have been impacted by Hurricane Irma, Lord. Continue to be with Prophet Kevin Marion at this time, Lord, and what you're doing in his life and his family life as well, Lord. I thank you in advance for everything that you do as we continue to give you the glory, the honor, and the love abundantly. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the opportunity to gather again with the prophets. Father, we thank you for the prayer, Lord, the power of prayer that is demonstrated every night on this call. Father, we thank you for, Lord, the awakening, Father, of our spirit, Lord, the awakening of our, you know, our feet, Lord, to opportunities and the prescribed plan that you have given to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless all of our leaders, Lord, that are amongst us, Father, and Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, their families, Father. We also thank you for the politicians, Father, Lord, the other spiritual leaders in our land, Father, Lord, let them continue to make right decisions, Father, Lord. Thank you for giving us the spirit, Lord, of leadership, Lord, the spirit and understanding and education around leadership and voting and things of that nature so that we can further progress your mission, Lord, your purpose, Father, in us, Lord. Continue to educate us. We thank you for everyone here on this phone call, Lord. We thank you for the education of their minds, Father, whether it's through some type of university learning, some type of traditional learning, or just learning on their own, Father, Lord. Give us the fortitude to continue to move forward in that right way, Lord, to be disciplined, Lord, to if we have to take tests, Lord, give us the spirit to take the tests, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for health in this season, Father, even as this change in weather starts to move upon us, Lord, and others might feel maybe some syphilis and some, you know, some onsets of something, Lord. We cast all that away right now. We claim healness. We declared 100%, Father, so that we can move out and do the things that we are supposed to be doing here without any interruption, Lord. So any areas of sickness, Lord, we just decree and declare right now to be healed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the rest, Lord, that you give us, Father, that the rest be abundant, the rest be enough, Lord, that we be able to move in full consciousness as we while we are awake, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the other opportunities, Lord, that are coming to us financially in this season. We just see them. We call them forth, Lord, opportunities in land, opportunities in business, opportunities in technology, opportunities in healthcare and finance and everywhere, Lord, that there's opportunity to create wealth for the kingdom of God. Lord, let our hands be in it, Father. Let us continue to be movers and shakers in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for teaching us in your word that whosoever things are true, just, and honest, pure and lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, we should think on these things, O God. O God, we want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for being hope amongst those communities affected in the storm, O God. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, God. To the men and women and children, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace and rid of the storm's victim of all their spiritual fears, God. Help them, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We want to thank you, God, for protection as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence, God, that you are with us, God, in your name, oh, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for bringing us back home safely, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, God. We want to thank you, God, for the peace that passes all understanding, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for making a clear way for us, oh, God. And we want to thank you, God, for directing our minds towards your command, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for the people that's in authority, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving them peace, God, that they may know in the right direction that you will have for them to go, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for the hedge of protection all around us, our children, our loved ones, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for peace in the schools. And we want to thank you, God, for the, you know, the sick and shut-in. Continue to wrap your arms around them. Heal them, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters, O God. We want to thank you, God. In your master's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line, Father God. Father God, protect your people even now, Father God. I want to thank you for life and having life more abundantly even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for your favor even now that continues to follow us, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for being our rock and our strong tower even now, Father God. I want to thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch our their minds even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps, Father God. Father, thank you for leading and guiding us and protecting us even now, Father God. Father God, comfort those that hearts are heavy even now, Father God. Father God, place those that are displaced even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being our shield even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being peace even in our homes and in our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for drawing even now right relationships our way, Father God. Father God, thank you for healing those that need your healing even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for healing those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Father God, allow connectivity to happen in your people even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for a divine joy even now, Father God. Thank you for your love even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your happiness even now that you're bestowing upon us even now and your people, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to stand in the midst of everything that is happening even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for touching us and thank you for being our source even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord, and thank you for life, Father God. Thank you for this new day. In your mighty name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God, we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for touching all of our leaders, Father God, even now. Touch each and every one of our leaders, Father God, even now. We thank you for touching our bishops, pastors, Father God, ministers, elders, Father God. We thank you for touching our reverends, Father God, our deacons, deaconesses, Father God. Right now, we want to lift up each and every prophet and prophetesses, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching your son, Prophet William Richard, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you cover, Father God, your dear son, Father God, and the island of St. Martin, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering, Father God, all of the different countries, Father God, and states, Father God, throughout the world, Father God, that have been affected, Father God, from various storms and devastations, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for your divine hedge of protection that you have over your people, Father God. And your word says, Father God, that if the people that are called by my name will just humble themselves and pray, Father God, we thank you now, Father God, for you. For we know that it is only you, Father God, that can bring your people, Father God, to bowed knee, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for your word shall confesses that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. We thank you for doing a divine healing for your people, Father God, touching Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God, touching even those that are in need of healing, Father God, even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, right now. We thank you, Father God, for their healing, wholeness, and completion, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for touching our children, Father God, touch their minds, Father God, as they enter into the school year, Father God. We thank you now for just being a provider, Father God, and a shield, Father God, for your people, Father God. I want to thank you for covering our elderly, Father God, and I want to just thank you for their contribution, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for restoring their strength, Father God, and restoring their youth even now, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give your name all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Father God, that is so due. We just want to tell you that we love you, Father. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you once again for this opportunity to come together in agreement and prayer, Lord God. Thank you for even what we're learning about just the power of communication, Lord God, through the teachings with Master Prophet right now. And as we agree together in prayer, it's a powerful thing, Lord God, and we do speak forth the solutions, Lord God. Thank you in advance for your favor and your protection in each one of our lives, Father God, and not only for us personally, Lord, but our families as well and loved ones. Thank you for increase, Father. We speak those things into existence, Lord God, as we come in agreement. Your favor and increase, and continue to stir our hearts with what you would put on our hearts to accomplish in our lives, Lord God, the plans for good that you have for each one of us. Help us to hear you clearly, Lord God, and nurture our relationship with you, that we will be sensitive to hear your voice clearly, Father, and that we will come to know you, not only your word, but know your ways as well, Father, as prophets. And we thank you in advance for testimonies that will come forth, Lord God, and abundance and prosperity and your favor, that there will be many testimonies to share in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you that your spirit is upon us, Father God, because you have anointed us, Lord God, to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and to announce freedom to all captives and to pardon all prisoners. You set us up to announce the year of your grace, a celebration of your destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn and to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion. Father God, we lift up those who are mourning. We lift up those, Lord God, who have had great loss and devastation, who are brokenhearted over the events that have taken place. Lord God, we pray healing and restoration and repair. We pray, Father God, that you use us, Lord God, to bring hope and comfort, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless those prophets and ministers who are in the areas of devastation, and we pray that you give them a word of hope in their mouths for your people in this hour. We pray, Father God, that you use us, Lord God, to give bouquet of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of news of doom, a praising heart instead of a languished spirit. Amen. To rename them oaks of righteousness planted by the Lord to display your glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall rebuild the old ruins, raise a new city out of the wreckage. We thank you, God, for your power is present to heal. Your power is present to deliver. Your power is present to set free. Your power is present to restore. Your power is present, Lord God, to manifest your provision and your glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall start over on the ruined cities, take the rubble left behind and make it new. Thank you, Lord God, for your power. We thank you, Lord God, that you call us your priests. We thank you that we shall be the ministers of you, God. Thank you that we feast on the bounty of nations and we will bask in the glory. We thank you, Lord God, that because of the double dose of trouble and more than our share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy go on forever. We thank you for your power and your glory. We bless our archbishop. We bless our pastor. We speak strength. We speak divine protection. Lord God, we come against every negative prayer prayed against them. We come against every witch, every warlock. We uncover them. We expose them. For who they are. And you said when the enemy come in, you lift up a standard, hallelujah, against the enemy. You said if the enemy come in one way, they shall flee seven ways. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed shall prosper. Every tongue that's risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we uncover the works of darkness with your great light of glory and power. We bless Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We call her forth. We call her Erosheta. We call her forth with wholeness and health and completeness. We bless everyone on this call, every prophet, every pastor, every family that's represented. God, we speak healing. We lift up every prayer request. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We call every family restored, every marriage strengthened. We call every child redeemed, every addict loosed, every incarcerated person freed by your blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Joshua. Prophet Joshua, I'm sorry.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene. And just want to invite everybody to come and join us tomorrow for our Pop Life radio show. That's going to be from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. It's going to be a very powerful show. It's Wisdom Class Wednesday, and the topic is going to be The Power of Prayer, Midnight Cry. And your host will be Prophetess Terry Stinset, and their co-host will be Prophetess Tanjala Du Bois, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, and Prophetess Myra Moore. And their guests that they'll be having at the show will be Prophetess Bethany Jordan and Prophetess Naomi Jordan Cook. So you do not want to miss the show tomorrow from noon to 1. Also, come and join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the Master Prophets conference call. That's the live call at 9 a.m., and we are out talking out of the book, Prophetic Communication, so you do not want to miss it. Same line, same time. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, and we want to continue to remember to stand with our Archbishop for every morning, Monday through Saturday, for 9 a.m. call as he continues to teach. Amen. Powerful teachings every morning. You want to be on those calls. And we want to thank each of you for standing with us and being a yes. I know Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan is elated that we had over 108 people on the call. And we just want to double that number. Invite someone. Amen. And bring your enemy onto the call. Amen. I guarantee they'll leave your friend. Amen. Bring that, you know, wayward child, strained relationship. Amen. Bring someone that you know is hurting. I mean, people will come on to Facebook and say, pray for me, and inbox you. Amen. Inbox them the number to the Midnight Cry. Amen. They want to set up their own prayer chain. The chain is already set. Amen. Bring someone onto the call. Invite them. Blow it up on your Facebook page and watch God bless you. God bless each of you. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.